AFP World News Report 5 Achieving Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs Lesson 1 Donate what you don't use 3 Listening Practice 2
Kibera, one of Africa's largest slums and the place where Henry Ohanga grew up. Orphaned by the age of 15, he ended up joining a gang before turning his life around. Today, he's known as Octopizo. The Octo, a reference to the only bus line that dares venture into this neighborhood. And now he wants to help young people realize they too can make a name for themselves.
I want to be like the face of possibility, because when you grow up here, you are told you will never be anything. You are told this by your teacher in school. You are told this by your dad, probably at home. And most of the time it starts hitting you and you realize, oh, I will never be anything anyway.
During the 2007 post-election violence, his anger spilled into his first recorded song, Voices of Kibera. It wasn't long before his songs became hits. And he was being featured on major advertising campaigns. Kibera, where most of his family and friends still live, remains close to his heart and features in every one of his hits.
I feel like if I was not born here, I would probably not be a rapper. I would be something else. I probably won't have the same drive.
And in Kibera, his musical career is an inspiration. Former Bad Kid Daniel Owino and Octopizo fan now works as a motorbike taxi driver while pursuing his passion for hip-hop.
When I saw that boy now, who is living larger than life, I felt like I will make it even me one day, because we were with Octopizo just down here in the slum.
Thanks to Octopizo, Owino has already recorded 13 songs. And meanwhile, his mentor is recording a new album.
5. Summary.
One of East Africa's most popular hip-hop stars, Octopizo, is using his success to break down stigma around the slum he grew up in and inspire kids in a world devoid of successful role models. Former Bad Kid Daniel Owino now works as a motorbike taxi driver while pursuing his passion for hip-hop. He has already recorded 13 songs while his mentor is recording a new album.
2. Reading.
The year 2030 will be an important milestone for the United Nations. By this date, the UN plans to increase living standards for all those at the lower end of the poverty scale. And come close to ending extreme poverty around the world. How this milestone will be achieved is uncertain and relies on the goodwill of those in power. While a focus on living standards can bring about change for some, the UN wants increased support in education and social protection for all. By doing this, they hope to impact extreme poverty in two ways. Firstly, it wants to raise the number of people in stable employment. Large numbers of people, particularly young women, are in low-paid, insecure work. Inequality in education is one reason for this. Low levels of public funding and gender inequalities have resulted in many people receiving only a minimal education. As a result, many of the poorest have only temporary or seasonal work and no steady income. Secondly, the UN stresses the importance of social protection. They believe that all workers should have help with family or home issues. When workers can more easily adjust to new situations, they often become more productive. To achieve this, they must have access to a system that supports them through hard times. Without this support, many workers are unable to pay for basic needs when sick or in times of crisis, and their families suffer. Changing the situation of those who are often excluded is not an easy thing to do, However, the UN believes that social policies, which favor the poorest members of society, can change lives and may bring their 2030 goal within reach.